Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners, it's Jack here. And we just want to announce that we are now on WeChat. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. That is A to Z English Podcast, one word, all lowercase. And if you join the group, you'll be able to talk with me, you'll be able to talk with Social, and we can answer your questions, we can read your comments on the podcast. So we'd love for you to join us and be active in our WeChat group. Our WeChat ID is A to Z English Podcast. Thanks. See you on the app. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Social. And today we are going to do an Am I the Jerk episode. And here's the situation. Social, you and a group of your friends have a tradition of going out for dinner every Friday night. Everyone in your group has generally similar financial situations. And you typically all choose moderately priced restaurants. One Friday, you suggest a new upscale restaurant that just opened in town. The menu is significantly more expensive than your usual spots. Two of your friends express concerns about the cost, saying they can't afford to spend that much on dinner. You respond by saying, come on, it's just one night. You can skip it if you can't afford it. This statement causes tension, and the group ends up splitting, with some going to the upscale restaurant and others opting out entirely. Question. Are you the jerk for suggesting the expensive restaurant and making the comment about affordability?
No, I don't think so. I think if I couldn't afford something and my friends were going to do it, I would be like, you know, to have fun. Tell me if it's good. I'll save up and maybe next time we can all go together. Because, you know, sometimes people are at different points and yeah, you have you may make the same income, but you might have different responsibilities or people might be starting different projects or have different things they need to take care of, like student loans, rent. You know, you can make the same amount of money and have vastly different expenses and also prioritize what you spend your money on very differently. So someone might say, you know, I don't like spending a lot of money on dinner. I'd rather spend it on a hobby, or, you know, I'm saving up for a trip coming up in a couple of months or something, you know? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be upset. You know, you can skip it if you can't afford it. I wouldn't take that as a comment, you know, calling me broke or trying to like hurt my feelings. I would just think, yeah, you know, I can't afford it, or maybe it's not my priority to spend my money there. I might respond that. I might be like, well, I can afford it, but I'd rather spend my money elsewhere. But you know, you guys have fun and enjoy it and tell me if it's any good, and then maybe we can go together next time. So yeah, I don't think this person is a jerk. Maybe they could have avoided that comment just because it could hurt a few people's It could potentially hurt someone's feelings, especially if they're already sensitive about maybe they have other expenses and they're stressed because they don't get to go. But I don't think it was ill-willed. And so I wouldn't hold it against them. So I don't think they're the jerk. How about you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm thinking the most like jerky point of the part of the situation is when he says, Come on, it's just one night, you know? It's like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, it's still money. Like, so, you know, it could be one night, 5 nights, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's still a lot of money for some people. And but the second part of his comment where he says you can skip it if you can't afford it, I think that's okay, you know? Like I don't think like everyone has to be it's really odd. Like it's an odd situation when you get older, when you go from your 20s to your 30s, you know, sometimes some of your friends are like graduating from medical school or becoming lawyers or something, and they're moving into this like higher income bracket. And all of a sudden, the things that they like to do are not exactly the same as the things you like to do, like a barbecue in the backyard, they like that.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
But they also might like going to the fancy new restaurant in town that costs, you know, $200 or $300 for a dinner. And you're just like $200 or $300 for a dinner. That pays for my child's braces, you know, or something like that, you know. You're like, I'm not gonna throw $300 away for you know, kohlrabi or something, you know, like I'm not gonna do that. So I but I think your answer is the best answer, is that gracefully decline. Don't stomp your feet and go like, it's not fair. You know, like, you know what? Life's not fair. You know what I mean? They have a right to go to the fancy restaurant if they want to, and you have a total right not to go. And but if you make a big point out of like, you know, everybody should only go to places that all of us can afford, I don't think that's a fair request. I think you can just say like opt out. Say, hey, tonight, you guys, I'm just gonna hang at home, but I hope you have a good time. And I'll catch up with you next week when we go to, you know, Burger King and watch a movie, you know, or whatever. What's wrong with that? I don't know why you have to be, you know, hurt feelings over that, you know.
I think potentially if it started migrating to the point where the group was spending more on outings and you couldn't really afford to see your friends at all anymore, then that would be a good time to bring it up and say, "Hey guys, you know, I'm kind of getting priced out of our get-togethers, and I was wondering if at least a couple of times, you know, every other time maybe we can go to a more affordable place." And you know, if your friends care about you and want you there, I'm sure that they won't be willing to meet. I'm sure they'll be willing to meet you in the middle at some point.
Yes, I think that's a really fair point. I think if you know, you can say like, hey, at least like a couple times a month, can we go to a place that's like affordable that everybody likes, you know? And then I can participate as well because, you know, I'm friends with you guys, but you know, you earn a lot more money than I do. And I think that in that case, a lot of times they don't even think like that, you know? Most people think like, oh, if I have this much money, everybody has this much money. You know, you're not you're not thinking clearly about like what other people are might be earning. You know, maybe your friend works for like an NGO or something like that, you know, and so their income they're doing something that they love, giving back to the community, but they're not getting paid, you know, a high salary, as opposed to like a lawyer or a doctor who's making a lot of money. It's totally fair to say to them, hey, can we go to you know, the burger joint or the pizza place, you know, once in a while, like the old days? And they'd probably be happy. They'd probably love it, you know, like unless they're, you know, really stuck up people, they probably would enjoy going, you know, back to their roots and doing some of the stuff that you guys did when you were in college or when you were in your 20s. So Yeah, I think your advice is excellent. Yeah. And yeah, I guess we're curious what you guys think. Social, do you want to take us out here with the
All right, guys, let us know what you think. Is this person the jerk? Are they not the jerk? What would you do in their situation? Make sure to leave us a comment down below at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Or sorry, leave us a comment down below at atozenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com and join the WeChat and WhatsApp group to join in on the conversation. And we, Jack and I, are now hosting a
An English
Zoom
corner.
class, English Corner. An English corner Monday through Friday for an hour a day. And if you're interested in joining, make sure to check through the WeChat or the WhatsApp group for the link. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.